AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. One of two West Virginia National Guard members shot yesterday while deployed in the nation's capital has died. President Trump.
I must unfortunately tell you that just seconds before I went on, right now, I heard that Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, one of the guardsmen that we're talking about, highly respected, young, magnificent person, started service in June of 2023, outstanding in every way. She's just passed away. She's no longer with us.
24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains hospitalized.
The other young man is fighting for his life. He's in very bad shape. He's fighting for his life, and hopefully we'll get better news with respect to him. And the monster that did this is also in serious condition.
Jennifer King reports the suspect is an Afghan national.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe confirms that before the suspect emigrated from Afghanistan to the U.S. in 2021, he worked with the CIA as a member of a partner force in Kandahar. Washington, D.C.'s U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro spoke at a news conference Thursday morning.
He has been identified as Ramanullah Lakhanwal, a 29-year-old Afghan who entered the United States under Biden's Operation Allies Welcome.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the shooting's being investigated as an act of terrorism, but the motive is not yet clear.
We have also executed multiple search warrants around the country.
I'm Jennifer King.
Other news today, the death toll from the fire at a towering apartment complex in Hong Kong has risen to 94. Lake effect snow's piling up in the Great Lakes region, and UPS says its fleet of planes grounded after a deadly crash is expected to miss the peak holiday season. This is AP News. An American teen held in Israeli custody for 9 months has been released. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Mohammed Ibrahim immediately checked into a hospital. Visibly thin, head shaven, and still in a gray jumpsuit, Ibrahim wiped tears away as he was embraced by family members shortly after his release in videos taken by the Kadir family. His father kissed his son and began to cry. The teen was visiting family in the West Bank with his parents when he was arrested at his family's home one night for allegedly throwing rocks at Israeli settlers in the West Bank. In an affidavit, Mohammed said he only confessed to the stone throwing after he was threatened by interrogators with a beating. His family and lawyers say he was held in poor conditions, suffered a scabies infection, and lost weight in jail. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.